This is Ava Maiella and Lux Trevelyan, but you can't hear him. We're figuring it out. And you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're just going to start. Yeah. Here's New Slang by The Shins.
Of this town, we're all in my mouth. Only I don't know how they got out. Dear, took me back into the bed I was when we met. I was happier then with no mindset. And if you took to me like a gull takes to the wind, well, I'd have jumped from my trees and I'd have danced like a king in the ice of, and the rest of our lives would have fared well. New slang, when you notice the stripes, the dirt in your cries. Hope it's right when you die, old and bony. Dawn breaks like a bull through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you took to me like a girl takes to the wind, well, I'd have jumped from my trees and I'd have danced like a king in the ice, and the rest of our lives would have fared well. Godspeed, all the bakers are done, and they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust, a flaming field, am I too dumb to refine? And if you took to me like wood, I'd have danced like the queen of the ice, so as the rest of our lives would have fed well.
All right.
All right. Hi, everyone.
Yay, Lux is here now.
Yeah, I'm allowed to speak now, which is really exciting for me. I was being intentionally silenced before, and I think we need to draw a light to that.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I have sleuthed out how to regain my voice,
that's
on
a word
this
choice.
Radio station, thank you. Yeah, I have quite the interesting vocabulary. Not necessarily good, definitely interesting.
Definitely, yeah. Throws you for a loop.
Yeah, yeah. But mm-hmm. Speaking of throwing people for a loop, we have a really interesting playlist today.
Yay! Yeah, it's our last show. We started this show when we were dating. Now we are very much not.
So true, very much.
So.
But we are still friends, obviously. So we are here, and we thought it would be fun. I mean, because, like, we wouldn't be here. But
I feel like I would.
Yeah, if we
if
like,
I was feuding
other,
with someone, I would just make like a really like, dramatic playlist.
Oh, okay. No, so true. Well, here's a really dramatic playlist. It's going through the timeline of the whole time we've known each other up until now, which was about July or late June, maybe.
Late June
through now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a sec, guys.
It's been over 9 months. Yeah.
So we are excited to take you through this journey with
us. So you just listened to New Slang, and that is I have a friend, Sky, who also goes to Tufts. Shout out to Sky.
Sky
found Lux's Spotify like immediately before I even started talking to him. And I listened to this song a lot because it was like the first song on one of the first playlists, and I have attention like issues, and I did not go through the whole playlist, but I listened to this song a lot, and so that's kind of why I think it's on here. I don't feel like you have anything like
I feel like and we've talked about like we definitely both associate this song with that time period and like getting to know each other, so That's just the good vibe we get from it, and we hope you get a good vibe from it also.
And then next one jumps into, what time period were you thinking for ICU?
Like, for ICU, I think that was, like, this next song is sort of representative of the time where we were just figuring out how lucky we felt to have met each other.
Yeah.
We were like, whoa, this is a really,
I honestly
really
would say, like, October into November-ish. Yeah.
We had like September, we were like
we were just figuring out life. Yeah.
All right. We started being very reflective, and that's ICU.
Yeah. Okay. Enjoy,
guys.
When I see you now,
Yay!
Yay!
So fun, so fresh.
Very fun.
Okay.
Hey. No bullying.
We also went to the Phoebe Bridgers concert together.
We did. That was lovely. Honestly, one of my favorite concerts I've been to. Especially because really cool. I knew like all of the music. So, you know, hey, I studied up. I got ready. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Lexi did my makeup that day.
Wow.
That was really fun.
Your makeup that day. That's like.
It was really good makeup, honestly. It was very cool.
I think I'm going to start a fight about it right now.
Yeah, I think you reach out to Lexi and you're like, here's the deal.
And that's the only thing I would reach
for
out
sure.
about. That's, yeah.
Okay, so the next song. So we can get through this whole fucking playlist.
Okay.
Is In My Mind by Lynn Lapid. I listened to the song a lot when we got to college.
Yeah.
It was very fun. Hope you guys enjoy it. It's from TikTok, which is always exciting.
Yay.
Quiet is the city air on a summer night after it rains. Faster than a bolt of lightning, the speed of a Japanese bullet train. And you know, it's always riding, stay away. Oh, but darling, running ain't enough to escape from the monsters in my brain. Say I'm quiet most of the time. If only you knew what goes on in my life. Oh, if only you knew. If only you knew what goes on in my life. Oh, if only you knew. If only you knew.
I'm not toxic.
In the morning, I'm lying awake. These thoughts in my brain, they come out of play. I'm replaying gumball to keep them away. Deep in the silence, making the violent. What an anomaly, what is around me? People say I'm quiet most of the time. If only you knew what goes on.
So I feel like there's some context that people should get. yeah, like with us is the next, like it's going to be very drama very early on because we had two cycles of this.
I mean, okay.
Yeah. Would you like to explain in your way? Yeah.
In my way. Guys, this is really, you're getting such a unique radio show today. But yeah, what happened was we became very, very close over... Like, well, we became friends over text in the summer, and then we got here, and we happened to be in the same, like, friend group. Not entirely happenstance, but, you know, we ended up being really close, and then we got closer, and then there was some drama. We had three dramatic conversations where we, the first time we were like, should we do this romantically? And we're like, no. And the second
and
conversation
I,
was like, should we? No. Third time, should we? Sure. And that was our tone.
For sure.
So that's what we're getting into.
That here. Was the funniest third conversation ever.
That was so funny.
It was so long too. It was so long.
All of them.
Lux
were so
did
long.
A
Are you kidding me?
Tarot card reading. No, the second one was quick.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was like about an hour, which is quick for us.
Okay,
we just spent like 4 hours at Mr. Crepe yesterday.
I mean, to be clear, like with a couple in any like semblance of straight, you an hour is pretty long, you know. So
okay,
it's really pretty difficult to give people an idea of what a talk should sound like.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the next song is. Interesting. I was interested that you put this one here.
Uh-huh.
It's Next to You.
Yeah.
Which I thought was more of like a relationship song, but this is before Fade Into a Dream, which means it was before the first thing.
Well, yeah.
I'd feel like to expand.
Yeah, because I think that this was sort of the time when Next to You was sort of like I wasn't really like at least acknowledging it in the romantic context for myself, but I was very aware of how grateful I was to have met somebody that I felt so strongly for and somebody that I was, like, so happy to have in my life. You know, I just felt, like, so much, like, deep gratitude for it. And so sort of Next to You, I think, is that kind of gratitude in the song of, like, you know, I hope it's always next to you. So that's sort of, I think, what was reinforced to me, even though there were like the super interesting, not difficult at all conversations, I think that made me like think about how much I cared about the friendship.
Yeah.
So,
hope you guys enjoy. And the reason why I'm like, is because there was a 100 long song playlist.
Yeah.
That was created early relationship, and this was like the first song. So I was like, interesting timing. But okay, cool. Enjoy.
Said you loved me, but what does that mean? Would you cry if I were to leave? In my aching hands, running down your spine. You said you loved me. always next to you, baby.
Yas.
Yas. I think that that's really, you know, the word of the year.
The word? That was a song.
Yas.
Okay,
thank
cool.
Thank you very much. Get on my page.
We're not communicating.
This is why it didn't work out. You're seeing live on air.
Why do we both go to that? Like, enough.
Like, the only solution.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, anyways, so next song, so fun, so fresh. So I have this thing, okay, where there's this artist, Leon, and I connect every person to, like, a song. And it was very funny because we were in my room. When was this?
This was
so early. Anyways, yeah. I think, actually, this
was
like,
after, like, kind of
it, I think it was, like, 3 days before we got together, genuinely. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're probably right.
We were, like, having a sleepover in my room and, like, normal. And my sister sent me this song and was like, oh my god, like, new Leon song. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I played it in front of Lux, and we both just, like, sat there in, like, pain.
Yeah.
Which,
I remember being like, why are we doing this? Like,
yeah.
Oh my god.
But I wanted to hear the song. And then, I don't know what song I really connect to now, honestly. We'll figure it out when we shake our stuff out. But, this was definitely, like, first drama. This was a song.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's an image to have in your head, is both of us, like, listening in horror.
Yeah.
As this,
I think you were, like on my shoulder, and I was just like, oh, like, this is a rough.
So
yeah.
You guys enjoy that. Just try
to
mimic those feelings.
Okay.
All right.
Summer's gone and I can breathe. Turn around to me before you leave. Teary-eyed, but try to smile. Pay you for the way you make me feel. It is the kind of feeling that could bring me to my knees. Words I didn't dare to say, what's left for you and me. And I know, and I know, and I know, you'll fade into a dream. Ooh. Late nights in a parking lot, tell me all the secrets that you keep.
Exciting, so fun.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope that was emotionally easy for you.
Was that emotionally easy for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
We're having such a good time here.
Okay. I'm enjoying the walk down memory lane, I think, but I am also not a robot, unfortunately,
no,
as my Taurus ways resent.
Damn.
But don't worry, guys, I do have a Pisces moon.
Yeah.
So that does mean I can feel emotions every now and then.
So...
But not on business days.
Ooh. A lot's going on outside. Okay, so...
It is a cop car.
The cops? Okay, so Fade Into a Dream, very sweet, very cute. I really like leaving that song there.
Agreed.
In the timeline. I mean, obviously, yeah, it, like, hits in some ways now, but it's, sure, like, yeah, it's really good for, like, not...
Yeah.
Like, before we tried, and
yeah,
then it was bad.
For
yeah,
because that was, like, kind of what we were...
Because we were like, know, oh, my God, what if? We know what if now.
Yeah, now we know what if. We were like, wow, you know, like, we'll never know.
And now we do know.
Now we know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Anyways, so what were you thinking with Read My Mind? What time period?
Read My Mind was after we were, had decided not to get together.
Yeah.
And we were taking distance. We were like, okay, we're not gonna get together, and this is difficult.
We were taking distance in our way of binge watching Fleabag in
for
2 days.
3 days, we didn't speak to each other.
We are really good at boundaries.
3 days, guys. That's our maximum we've ever done.
And like within those 3 days, I was like coconut emoji.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, which by the way for us means like, please reassurance.
Yeah.
Like emotional reassurance. So. Yeah, we've really never gone full no contact.
Yeah,
but,
no.
Hey, whatever.
All right,
but
so
Read
this...
My Mind, yeah, was Ava loves the Killers.
Of course.
And so that was kind of me missing Ava. And
for those 3 days.
Okay, yes. But
I'm
also
sorry.
But also missing you, like, as, you know, because it took away definitely some of that, like, closeness and emotional safety to
for
be,
sure,
like, the people we were stressing about were each other. So.
Yeah.
That was definitely a chance, so I think it was...
Oh my God, imagine that happening again.
That's crazy.
okay, what? Enjoy,
guys.
Say I'm falling behind, can you read my mind?
I love how I'm trying to save like 5 seconds of each song because I'm like, oh no, we gotta get through it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next song is Good Life. This is kind of my song from like that era of like after the first convo, but before we got together.
Yeah.
I listened to this song a lot. I don't know what exactly it was about it. I also listened to it a lot on my walks up from Tilton. And I, like, didn't have headphones during this period of my life, so I would just, like, blast this song out of my phone, yeah, and just, like, walk up with it, but...
Very bittersweet, very emotional.
Yeah, so... It was not bittersweet or emotional, it was, like, a very happy song.
Well, but this song is, like...
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, it feels like looking back on the golden days. It definitely feels like... A little bittersweet.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like also a lot of me connecting to it was kind of like, I felt like we were finally shaking out into like our new normal.
Yeah.
And I was starting to feel like comfortable with you again.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, enjoy.
Complain about.
Yes.
Beautiful.
The next one's kind of stressful. I'm trying to figure out where you place this. First Day of My Life, was that, like, beginning relationship?
Yeah. I think, like, the sort of the time that we were actually getting together.
Okay.
Because I think before that was a stressful time.
Mm. Well, it's finals.
Yeah, it was finals.
Yeah, we got together in a really weird time.
Yes, yeah. So it was, like, full, like, you know, very difficult time mentally, I think, for all of us. And then also on top of that, like, your best friend is now, like, a complicated relationship. And, you know, it was...
I mean, I will say I feel like we were kind of fine, though. Like, throughout that first shakeout, like, I really wasn't stressing about it.
Yeah.
Hence, good life.
Hence, good life.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it was definitely, like, you know, sadness about having maybe messed up the friendship, because it's something that, like, I did and still do value so much. Like, it's such an unusually strong bond that I was like, wow, how did you manage to screw this up? But... Yeah, but, like...
You guys should see the look I just gave him.
I think that they can probably imagine, honestly. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so this is sort of just a manifestation of, like, those feelings.
Yeah. Well, the song was stressful for me because it was, like... I feel like you played it for me the first couple times, and you're like, oh, here's, like, my wedding song. And then, like, out of nowhere, you started just playing it all the time, and I was like, great. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, it's a really good song.
Yeah, I love it. It has a lot of emotional, like, weight for me. So, enjoy.
Enjoy!
This is the first day of my life. Where I was born, right in the doorway. I went out in the rain, suddenly everything changed. They're spreading blankets on the beach. Yours is the first face that I saw. I think I was blind before I met you. And I don't know where I am, I don't know where I've been, but I know where I want to go. And so I thought I'd let you know. Yeah, these things take forever, I especially am slow. But I realized that I need you, and I wondered if I could come home. Remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning? And I thought it was strange, you said everything changed. You felt as if you just woke up, and you said, this is the first day of my life. I'm glad I didn't die before I met you. But now I don't care, I could go anywhere with you, and I'd probably be happy. So if you wanna be with me, if these things there's no telling, we just have to wait and see. But I'd rather be working for a paycheck than waiting to win the lottery. Besides, maybe this time is different. I mean, I really think you like me.
I just remembered a very funny thing.
Oh boy. Get ready.
This is before this time period, so I'm actually jumping back. But do you remember when it was just the two of us and Morgan in your room, and you were like playing guitar?
Yes.
and you were playing like very interesting specific songs, and then you played, we were like watching a show, I think it was like the episode, the episode where they get together. That was really funny. Morgan, like, at some point, just respectfully dipped. Like, it was so...
We're gonna stay through the episode, I think.
Like, a lot, yeah.
I don't think that Morgan, like, respectfully dipped.
After that. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of our friends just being like, oh, what if I left?
That's so cool. What if you two did this alone? That's so exciting that you're having all of this emotional intensity. What if it was your job? Which is very fair.
That is very fair. Okay. The next song I'm going to cut off at some point randomly because we're running out of time and I want to get everything.
This is a beautiful song.
But we decided it was important. Tea, Milk, and Honey. OPEP.
Definitely, like...
Oh, and I never said we were playing the old one.
So yay. True. That's, yeah, I feel like Tea, Milk, and Honey is definitely, like, an early relationship song. I think you guys will get when you hear the first chorus of just, like, that sort of, like, intensity, that payoff of, like, that, like, super strong, you know, sort of like, what are you doing
over there? I'm queuing it up.
Oh, my God.
But also, I'm just laughing because, like... There was a time in our relationship where he just sent me, like, the lyrics of this song, like, in all caps. And I was like, okay.
Well, because you were, like, I remember what happened there. Because you were, like, wow, this song is really good. Like, well, yeah, I think you were, like, I don't know about this song. And I was, like, what do you mean you don't know about this song? Listen to the lyrics. Because I was not quite as much of a lyrics person as I am. So I
really?
Was, like,
I don't know. I feel
a
like...
A fair amount of songs, you're, like, no, I just listen to the vibe, you know?
I don't know.
There have been a lot of songs where I'm like, why don't you know these words? And you're like, that's not what it's about.
Yeah, true. Okay. Yeah. We're going to play it.
Enjoy.
And I'm going to randomly cut it out. So be prepared.
Take time, take all the time you need. Take time or you won't succeed. Worry about your health sometimes. Take time, take all the time you need. Take time or you won't succeed. I take time and I worry about your health sometimes. Don't ever run when you can't walk. Heard you yelling before you could talk. Thinking twice will lead you into a bad place. You gotta move fast to win. No space for time, no time for space. I ain't got what the human race need. No, I won't contribute to your polluted transaction. I've got places to be that ain't right here. If you stick with me, I'll make sure your time is all right. If you don't understand where I am now, it's better if we leave it. Oh wow, why don't you just walk to the hill with everyone we're going now? Why don't you come? I've been thinking about it. I've been worrying about it. Don't you get it? I've been fretting. I talk about it with my best friend. She says it's your loss. You don't know what you got. I know that you do. That's what scares you. Why don't you forget about it? Go on somehow, we won't ever talk about it no more. Don't you get it? I've been fretting, I talk about it with my best friend. My baby talks in a mile a minute. She sings like a church with a choir in it. She shoots for the moon to land on the stars and wakes up heavy with a sunken heart. Well, thinking twice will lead you into a bad place. You gotta move fast to win. No space for time, no time for space. I ain't got what the human race needs. My baby runs 10 miles to win it. She moves like her body's got a fire in it. She makes me swoon when she walks in the room. She wakes up early and she leaves too soon. My baby talks in a mile a minute. She sings like a church with a choir in it. She shoots for the moon to land on the stars and wakes up heavy with a sunken heart. She don't read the news on the TV. Team looking and it never satisfy me. She won't read the news on the
TV. Yay! So fun. Okay.
Exciting.
Next song, get into it. This one's yours. For a while.
Oh, for
so
a while.
We're now at the breakup songs, right?
Yeah.
Yay.
Exciting. This is, I don't know. Hey,
go.
You know, as a man, I think I should take up all of the air in the room. And so in honor of that, I will explain this.
Go.
Yeah.
You have
for
a minute.
A while, I feel like that's, sort of like, you know, it's sort of like that dramatic breakup music of, like, sort of thinking about, wow, this was, like, everything.
Mm.
And this was, like, my whole world.
Mm.
And, like, this
no,
was,
it's not.
Like, my life for a while. And, you know, just sort of processing that.
Mm.
So, you know, and I feel like all of these songs, you know, even the ones that are a little bit sad, are very, reflective in a positive way.
Yeah,
and I feel
mine
like,
is too. I put on here
the whole time. All of the times I've looked back on, like, the time we've known each other, regardless of how we were in the moment, I've felt very grateful. So I feel like this song even reflects that still.
Nice. Enjoy. For a while.
And I'm coming up slow.
Alright.
Alright. Okay, I didn't do Iris, so this was
so true. Yeah. We should have done that.
We should have done Iris.
That is so emo, though. This was also emo.
Yeah, this was emo, but Ava and I are very familiar with the emo of Iris, and it's, like, separately just
But I like
such
the Phoebe
song.
Version.
No, I love the yeah, Phoebe Bridgers, Maggie Rogers
We've talked
version.
About that.
So if you haven't, check out that cover, but that's not what we're playing next.
Time for
it?
My song. Your my song is less emo.
What?
It's very cute and reflective. This is a song from my childhood, actually. It's What I Wouldn't Do by A Fine Frenzy, and I never thought I would relate to it until I did.
Yeah,
and this song's interesting because, like, it's a weird song to have as a breakup song because it's very, like, happy and, like, yay. But it's the end of it.
Yeah.
That's breakup. So, yay, enjoy.
More reflection.
Bake you a mud pie, warm and brown beneath the sun. Never learned to climb a tree, but I would try just to show you what I'd done. Oh, what I wouldn't do if I had you, babe. I had you. Oh, what I wouldn't do if I had you. Oh.